This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, one of the things that really bothers me, that bothers me to no end, are the times in my life where I did something wrong, but I know I knew better. Right? There's times where I did some really stupid stuff when I was younger, when even though I know that I knew better at the time. And those are the times I really think back and say to myself, Chris, you really screwed it up there. You really screwed it up. Those are the things that really keep me up at night. And the reason why I'm talking about that is because I think that one of the problems that we're going through as a society today is that it's getting harder and harder for people in general to maintain their values, to maintain their code. And why am I saying that? Well, if you look around, it's hard to maintain values because there are so many forces in this society that are telling you to question your values. They're telling you to question all the things that you grew up on, all the things you were taught in school, all the things you might have been taught in the military. And they equate that line of thinking with something that's outdated. And so nobody wants to feel outdated. Nobody wants to feel like they're going to get ostracized. So what we see over and over again, particularly amongst young people, is that they often compromise everything that they were taught and then substitute it with a new line of thinking, a line of thinking that's more flexible, a line of thinking that tells them that responsibility isn't something they need to live up to. And I think that that's awful. Why do I think it's awful? Well, because what substituted it is a line of excuses, right? Whenever somebody does something egregiously wrong these days, we tend to look at them and we say, well, that person grew up like that, or that person grew up like this. And at the end of the day, here's the thing. You're not helping a person if you make excuses for them, right? And you're definitely not helping yourself if you're making excuses for yourself. A lot of us have had really hard lives. A lot of us have grown up in difficult situations. But if we continue blaming our circumstances, regardless of what they are, right? And I don't know you. You might have had a horrible life up till now. But regardless of what's happened to you, if you keep blaming those circumstances, what is that going to do for you? If you wake up every single day from this moment till the day you die, and you keep reminding yourself of every single injustice you've experienced and every single horrible thing that's ever happened to you, what is that really going to do for you, right? You might get a few sympathy hugs. You might, you know, get some people feeling sorry for you. But is that what you really want, right? And I think the thing is this. if you truly, truly ever want to change your life, if you truly ever want to rise above your circumstances, you have to realize one thing. Everything that happens to us is what we make of it. It truly is. If you look at your life as a curse, and you look at all the bad things that have happened to you as a curse, then guess what? The rest of your life is going to be cursed. If, however, you look at everything that's happened to you, all your mistakes, all the obstacles you've had to overcome, all of the crazy things that tend to happen to us in our lives, if you look at those as experiences that were there to teach you something, then guess what? You've gotten value from every single thing that's happened to you. And you can learn something from those things. Things that will make you stronger rather than weaker. You know, and that's the real choice. Are we going to allow our circumstances to make us stronger? Or are we going to allow them to make us weaker? And every time we make an excuse, every time we sit there and we say, oh, I didn't get this done because of this, or, oh, this didn't happen because I didn't have this chance in life. Every time we tell that to ourselves, we're taking something away from ourselves. We're putting ourselves into a position of less capability. Now, some people will listen to this and they'll say, oh, Chris, you don't know. You don't know how I was raised. You don't know what I went through. And the truth is, yeah, I don't. I have no idea. Right? But what I do know is that for most of us, our lives haven't been picnics. I know that throughout history, the human race has faced plagues. They've faced hard times. They've faced war. They've faced poverty. They faced Nazis. And I know that throughout our history, people were able to rise above their circumstances because they didn't make excuses. And I think you'll be a better person regardless of who you are or where you came from if you start to understand that. So I just wanted to get that out there. I'm venturing home this week to Connecticut, and then I'm going to make a trip down to Washington, D.C., visiting some family and starting to think about my past a bit and what I left behind out there and how I used to really think about life, right? Because a long time I was in that victim mode, and I could tell you that I lost over a decade of my life because of that line of thinking. It's not worth it, guys. It's not worth it. You can take charge of your life. You can make a change, but you have to realize that you're the person who has to make that change. I want to thank you guys for listening to this. I hope it slams home and helps you in some way. For those of you who don't know, my name is Chris Albert, and this is the Warrior Soul Podcast. I do this podcast to help out the U.S. military veteran community, and I do it weekly. Podcast would not be possible without the good people over at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats, macadamia nut butters, mix them up with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter, and they're so good. You can get 20% off of your first order of F-bombs if you head over to www.dropanfbomb.com and use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. And if you want to support this show, just let somebody know about it. Tell a friend, anybody who can use this message. If you really want to support the show, head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It really helps to spread word about the show. And if you want to help to support the show financially, pay a visit over to warriorsoul.chomp and get yourself a t-shirt. And of course, all of our content is always posted up on the warriorsoulagoge.com website. That's www.warriorsoulagoge.com. And you can also visit our Warrior Soul Agoge YouTube channel. With that, guys, I want to thank you for listening again, and I'll talk to you next week.